On his return to Capernaum, Jesus taught his disciples that to serve God implies humility, self-denial, and love. The sacrifice of himself that he was soon to accomplish in Jerusalem would be the highest example of this teaching, but the 12 were not able to understand. One day, a man came to Jesus and said, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." The title of Son of Man was the one that Jesus most often used when speaking about himself, as it emphasized the perfect humanity of the Son of God and his identification with the human race. To another man, Jesus said, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another man came to Jesus and said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Jesus no doubt perceived a lack of conviction in these men, and so he drew their attention to the fact that unconditional commitment is needed for those who really want to follow and serve him, and that there is a price to pay. The Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near, and the Lord's brothers, like all pious Jews, were going to Jerusalem for the festival. They said to Jesus, "You ought to leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see what you do. No one who wants to become known acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." His brothers did not believe in him, and Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, "The time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is right. You go to the feast. For me, the right time has not yet come." Having said this, he stayed on, knowing that he would soon leave Galilee permanently. He appointed 70 disciples and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. Before they left, he gave them the same instructions that he had given to the 12 when he had sent them out on their missionary journey some months before. "The harvest is plentiful," he said to them, "but the workers are few. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is set before you, for the worker deserves his wages. When you go into a house, say, 'Peace be to this house.' Wherever you are, heal the sick, and tell the people that the kingdom of God is near. He who listens to you, listens to me. He who rejects you, rejects me, and him who sent me." Knowing that he would not return to Galilee, Jesus denounced the unrepentant cities of that region, where most of his miracles had been performed. "Woe to you, Bethsaida! If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in the pagan cities of Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago. I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. As for you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? No, you will go down to the depths. It will be more tolerable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you." To go to Jerusalem, Jesus had to pass through Samaria, so he sent messengers on ahead to get things ready for him. They came to a Samaritan village, but the people there did not welcome Jesus because he was heading for Jerusalem. For centuries, the Jews and Samaritans had hated each other. The Jews despised the inhabitants of Samaria because they were both racially and religiously a mixed population. When James and John saw that the people of that village would not receive Jesus, they were very indignant and said, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them, saying, "You do not know what kind of spirit you are of, for the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." So they went to another village. Next episode, the Feast of Tabernacles.